This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An Aurora paramedic convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McLean was sentenced to 5 years in prison today. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Peter Chakuniak will serve time for assault by unlawful drug administration after injecting McLean with a large dose of ketamine. He also received a one-year sentence for criminally negligent homicide. He will serve both sentences at the same time. Elijah's mother, Shanine McLean, told the court that Chakuniak didn't try to save her son.
Peter chose to lose my son as a patient that night by his decision to watch my son take his last breath under the weight of a bully with a badge and his indecision to act for humanity. Elijah McLean is not Peter's failure. Peter is the cause of his own demise.
Aurora Fire paramedic Jeremy Cooper was also convicted in McLean's death. His sentencing hearing is set for April. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Hear more from CPR's Allison Sherry on this coming up at 6:20. Colorado counties that want to improve the election accessibility and security process will have access to grant money. CPR's Megan Verlee.
The state will hand out up to $3.5 million to help counties run their elections. The money can go to anything from upgrading the locks on rooms with secure election equipment to adding more surveillance cameras at drop box locations and security guards at vote centers. Counties can also get help with accommodations that make it easier for people with disabilities to vote in person, including adding handicap parking, ramps, and sliding doors to voting locations. Money for the improvements comes from the federal government. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.